We must look more closely at the deeper sources of these frustrations, at how governments around the world are likely to respond to them, and how political leaders, institutions, companies, schools, and citizens can work together to make things better. There was no wealth where I grew up in Chelsea, Massachusetts. But from my childhood street, you could see it in Boston's green and gold skyline. I had no idea what went on inside those towers, but they had my attention. How do you get from here to there, I wondered. When my high school offered a program called Teach a Kid How America Works, I leaped at the chance to join. We junior achievers put on our coats and ties, headed downtown, up the crowded streets, past the men in suits, through the tall glass doors, up the quiet elevator before gliding to a silent stop, waiting and stepping into the place where the executives worked. I think it was a bank. It had the deepest carpet I'd ever seen. Then we were ushered in for an audience with Tim, a man who seemed genuinely glad to meet us. He had a strong handshake, and he looked at me like he was really looking at me. "Would you like to work here?" he asked the group. One of us said yes, and the rest nodded in agreement. "Nobody's stopping you, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise,"